Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hello, and welcome to Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm Ryan Fagan, and joining me in the studio today is Colin Forbes, leader of the Tuesday Night Bike Ride. Welcome, Colin.
Hi there.
So, Colin, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Tuesday Night Bike Ride is?
Well, it's a ride with friends. It started out about 10 years ago in June of 2007. The person's name who started it was Nick Jett. It was his 21st birthday, and he wanted to go for a ride with his friends as to the birthday thing. And they had a lot of fun that night and said, hey, let's go do that next week, and next week, and next week, and next week. And it just kind of grew and snowballed.
All right, yeah.
We have a call. That's the best way to describe it is simply we have a call where you say, Happy Tuesday, just in the most jovial, inviting way that you can, just to anybody you see on the street. And that call has continued. It's some of those things where if you see somebody, like, for instance, on Cyclovia, and you recognize them from the ride, you might yell out, Happy Tuesday. And so it's the sense of community.
What kind of people does the Tuesday Night Bike Ride attract?
Night owls. It's actually just everybody, and people end up having a lot of fun when they come. I've met a lot of different people. I've met lawyers on the ride. I've met doctors. I've met police officers on the ride who were riding with us rather than actually, you know, meeting us to interfere with us. And bicycle people who I wouldn't have normally met.
Well, yeah, we've met people that we would never meet if we were not here on Tuesdays.
Right.
In our other lives, we do not know these people.
But
on Tuesday night, we find our people.
My favorite ride of all time, it was the last game for the Padres down at Keno Stadium. We got to the parking lot just outside of the stadium right as they did the fireworks. And so we just stood on our bikes looking up, enjoyed the fireworks for 15 minutes. As soon as the fireworks were over, we slipped back onto the multiple-use path and avoided all the traffic and disappeared into the night.
It's always different. He always picks a different route, and there's some, you know, either a paved trail somewhere or some destination such as Winter Haven. You know, we went over and saw all the lights and the houses over there during the holidays.
And about how many people usually show up?
Our average, I would say, is about 60 to 70 people, but a typical ride during the summer might have more than 100.
What, if any, rules are there on the ride? I mean, it's a fairly loosely organized thing, right?
It's a loosely organized thing. One of the best movies to live your life by is actually Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and it's called Be Excellent to Each Other. So don't be a jerk and be excellent to each other.
So for somebody who might be thinking about joining one of these weeks, do you have any advice for them, particularly if they're maybe not so confident on a bike?
Bring a light. Dress for the occasion. Make sure you've got your tires pumped up and that you can do about a 10-mile ride on those things. Come expecting to meet people and be social and have some fun.
Can we expect you to be doing this long into the future?
As long as I'm in Tucson. Yeah, I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't having fun, and it's always fun.
Well, thank you very much, Colin, for joining us.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're interested in joining the Tuesday Night Bike Ride, show up at about 8:30 on Tuesday night by the flagpole at Old Main at the University of Arizona campus.
Support for KXEI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.